I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A simple skin test or skin biopsy can now lead to an earlier and more accurate diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Dr. Vanessa Henson is here to provide the details. Dr. Henson is a professor of neurology, and she's director of the Movement Disorders Program at MUSC. Dr. Henson, tell us more about using a skin biopsy to help diagnose Parkinson's disease.
So up to now, the gold standard for diagnosing Parkinson's has been a clinical examination by a neurologist in the office. However, Parkinson's is a really difficult to diagnose disorder, and it has many mimics. And so the clinical diagnosis, even by a specialist, can be incorrect in up to 20% of cases. Therefore, you can imagine an additional diagnostic tool like the skin biopsy is tremendously helpful for doctors and patients.
And how does this skin biopsy really work, or what does it detect?
So interestingly, in people with Parkinson's disease, there is a protein called alpha-synuclein, and it clumps up and damages cells in the nervous system, but it also, luckily, leaves a footprint that we can detect in skin nerve fibers. So the biopsy itself is quite simple. We take a small round tissue sample about the size of a pencil eraser from three sites at the neck, the thigh, and the ankle area. And the specimen gets sent to the laboratory where it's stained, and they examine it under the microscope for the presence of this alpha-synuclein protein, which is that Parkinson protein. And this is a quite accurate test. So a recent study was examining how accurate it is, and people with Parkinson's disease were accurately diagnosed in at least 92% of cases.
And why is it so important for an early diagnosis when it comes to Parkinson's disease?
An early and a precise diagnosis of Parkinson's is really important for several reasons. First of all, a person with very early Parkinson's disease has a chance to be enrolled in potentially disease-modifying clinical trials. That means potentially we could stop or slow down the progression of Parkinson's disease if we diagnose it at a very early stage. And then second, an accurate diagnosis is of vital importance for patient and family counseling. The lookalikes of Parkinson's, for example, disorders that are called multiple system atrophy, dementia with Lewy bodies, they have a vastly different prognosis, Bobby, and patients and families need to precisely know which disorder in the Parkinson family they deal with so that they can plan accordingly, and doctors need to know so that they can choose the most appropriate medication to treat those symptoms.
And where might this particular skin biopsy test be headed next, or how might it be used in additional ways?
So ideally, we would like to be able to diagnose Parkinson's disease before it ever attacks the brain and causes motor or movement symptoms. We have learned that Parkinson's disease actually manifests first in the gut and causes chronic constipation and digestive issues years before it affects the brain. So if we had a diagnostic marker like this skin biopsy or a spinal fluid test, for example, that could detect Parkinson's so early that brain symptoms have not even developed yet, then medications that would aim at stopping the Parkinson's process would have a much higher chance of being effective, and we would be so much closer to a cure for Parkinson's disease.
Dr. Henson, thanks for this update about a skin test to diagnose Parkinson's.
You are very welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.